Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Today we're going to be learning about one of my favorite mitzvahs, one of the most important mitzvahs in the Torah. All the mitzvahs in the Torah are important. But this mitzvah, we see a haflaga yaseira and svarim about the chashivas of this mitzvah. And we're going to learn a little bit more about it, and that's the mitzvah of tzedakah. And this year should be Luli Nishmas, Esther Bas Reb Shmuel, and Aaron Ben Yaakov Shachne. Sweetest friends, the Rambam writes in Mitzvah Kuf Tzadi Hei in his Sefer HaMitzvahs, He Shetzivanu, Lasos Tzedakah, Ulechazek HaChaloshim, Ulecharchiv Elehem. We are commanded to do Tzedakah, to strengthen the weak and to be expansive towards them. V'kvar Ba'at Tzivui B'mitzvah Zu B'milos Mischalfos, and there are different words used for this commandment. V'amu Yisala Patoch Tiftach Asiyotcho, open your hand. Omar V'chazaktabo, V'omar V'cheachicha Imach. So there are all these various lashonos for the mitzvah of tzedakah. Tosfos and the Rishonim in numerous places ask the following kasha. How is it possible that we're kofe al mitzvah tzedakah, that we force people to give tzedakah? That's the halacha. On the other hand, we know that any mitzvah's essay that matan schara kasuv b'tzida ain kofin aleh. That if you have the matan schar next to the mitzvah, you don't force the person to do the mitzvah. That's the klal. So on one hand, we see that there's kfi on staka, there is coercion. On the other hand, we know the rule is that if the schar is written next to the mitzvah in the Torah, then there's no kfiya. And l'chora on staka, mitzvah's essay, the schar of the mitzvah is written next to the mitzvah. It says in Parashas Re'eh, Ki beglal adavar hazeh yivarechecha, Hashem Elokecha, God's going to bless you for this. So how are we kofan tzedakah when there's a matan tzedakah written in the Torah that God's going to bless you for giving the tzedakah? There's no kfiyah on a mitzvah that matan tzedakah is betzida. That's a well-known kasha. The Minchas Chinuch, a mitzvah tafayin tes, says it's not a kasha at all, because the schar that it says in the Torah in Parashas Re'eh, Ki beglal adavar hazeh yivarecha Hashem, isn't talking about the mitzvah of tzedakah. It's talking about the part of the pasuk that says, Lo yera levavcha besitchalo. You shouldn't have an evil heart when you give him. So the ikar mitzvah of tzedakah there, it doesn't say the matan schar. It only says the matan schar about not having an evil heart when you give to him. You shouldn't feel bad about giving to him. But that's where the schar is. That's ki beglal adavar hazeh yivarechecha. But not for the etzem mitzvah of tzedakah. Ola, the Minchas Chinuch is correct. And therefore we have to ask Akasha and the Rishonim, who hold that the etzem mitzvah saseh of tzedakah is a mitzvah that schar is betzida. It isn't. It says, Nason titein lo, v'lo yeravcha, lo yera levavcha besitcha lo, ki beglal hadavar hazeh yivarechecha Hashem Elokecha. So the bracha, the matan schara that's betzida is next to lo yera levavcha besitchalo, not next to the nason titein. The nason titein is on the giving of tzedakah. The lo yera levavcha besitchalo comes after that, and then after that it says ki begal davazei berecha. So lechora the kasha and the tosis and the rishonim is not a kasha like the Minchas Chinuch says, because the matan schara is on the not having an evil heart. It's not on the etzem ma'isa of nesinas tzedakah. And apparently the Rambam learns like the Minchas Chinuch, because the Rambam says in the 10th parak of Hilchos Matnas Aniyim and Halacha Dalet, kol anotein tzedakah la'ani b'sever panim yafos, if you give tzedakah to an ani with a pleasant face, with a pleasant countenance, then it's a great thing. And if you didn't, then avat schusa v'efsida, then you lose your schus. So you dafka have to give with a pleasant face, with a smile. And if you don't, then you give with a frown, you lose your schus. Ela nosin lo b'sever panim yafos u'b'simcha, to give the ani b'simcha. Because if Mishnah doesn't write a makor for the Rambam, The Radbaz found the sugya in Bav Metzia. However, in the Terishas Pikudecha, on the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in this mitzvah, in Kuftzan Sadihei, upon whom we're basing the Shir, he says in Mefurash HaPasuk, that's the Rambam's Makar, and often a Pasuk in Chumash. V'lo yira levavcha b'sitcha lo, ki beglal ha'davar zeh v'recha Hashem. It says you shouldn't have an evil heart when you give to Him, because you didn't have an evil heart, God will bless you. Meaning if you did have an evil heart, then God won't bless you. And that's exactly what the Rambam says. That if you give it with roa lev, if you give it with an angry face, then you're not going to get the bracha. And in fact, the Gra says this explicitly. That on this halacha of kol anosein v'sever panim ros, the Gra says, you're over on lo yira levavcha. Obviously, your face is expressing your heart. So you have to show this person that you're happy to give to him. Otherwise, chas v'shalom, you lose your schus. So again, this would be that like the menchas chinuch. Because the schar that's said in the pasuk of ki beglal adavar azei v'rechacha is talking about the roa lev. If you have a good heart, then God will bless you. V'lo yira levavcha, if you have a roa lev, then God won't bless you. But the whole schar that the pasuk talks about, that's explicit in the pasuk, shtait vegin is talking about the feeling of the heart and the expression on your face and not the etzem giving of the tzedakah. So we've answered then the kasha of all the rishonim. How can there be kfiyan tzedakah? It's matan schar kasev betzida. The answer is no. The matan schar is talking about something else. It's talking about the roa lev. Not about the etzim nesinas at staka. So on the etzim nesinas at staka, we can't have kfir. However, if you look carefully in the Rambam, you see that it's really not true. Because the Rambam says that if you give staka of a savior panim rose, you lost your schus. So it seems from the Rambam that the etzim haschar is given for the staka. And the panim rose cause him to lose the schar. Because how can you talk about losing schar if you didn't have it in the first place? It says if you had a roa lev, you have an angry face, so you lose your schar. It must be that there was schar to start with. What was the schar to start with? Obviously, the etzem giving of the tzedakah. And if a person has roa lev, then he's mafsid that schar. And it's also meduyik in the pasuk. Because the pasuk opens up with starts with the lashon shlila. It says, v'lo yira levavcha. You shouldn't have an evil heart. And then it concludes, because of this, God will bless you. So pshat in the pasuk is that the words, ki beglal davar hazeh, because of this, is talking about the reisha. Meaning, the beginning of the pasuk is nason titen lo. Beginning of the pasuk says you should give tzedakah. Then it says, lo yira levavcha. That's a tenai. You're only going to get tzchar on the nesina set tzedakah if lo yira levavcha. Then you're not going to lose your tzchar. And then it ends off, pi giblal davar hazeh yivarechcha. Because of this, God will bless you. That's talking about the nesina set staka. So the beginning of the pasuk says, give staka. Then it says, don't have an evil heart, which will make you lose the schar. Because for the giving of staka, you get a great schar. Ki beglal davar hazeh yivarechcha. And then, now, we have reestablished and strengthened the kasha of the Rishonim. Because if you read the pasuk this way, the way the Rambam apparently read it, of the ki yivarecha Hashem Elokecha, that Hashem will bless you, is talking about the reisha of nason titen, so then the schar is promised for the etzem giving of the tzedakah. And there's only a tenai, that if a person has a roa lev, then he's going to lose the schar. But the etzem schar is talking about the nesinas tzedakah, and then we're back to our original kasha that the Rishonim asked, how can there be kfiyah on staka, matan scharas kasav betzida? And this is not like the Minchas Chinuch, who says no, that the matan schar is talking about what type of expression you have on your face, how you're feeling about it. But apparently that's not how the Rambam read the Pasuk, and that's not how the other Rishonim read the Pasuk. They understood that the matan schar is talking about the nesinas hatzdaka, and not on the expression on one's face. And we can explain more, says the Holy Drishus Pikudecha, that on what we explain, that the schar is given on the etzem tzedakah, and the roa lev causes a person to lose this schar, we have to understand what the gather is. That you lose this schar that you should be getting for tzedakah because of roa lev. How is the roa lev mafkia the schar of the mitzvah of tzedakah? So, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in the Mitzvahs Losaseis, according to the Rambam, in Ramban, in Mitzvah Yud Zayin, the Ramban says that Lo Yera Levavcha is a Losaseis Gomer in the Minyan Halavin. That's what the Ramban says. The Ramban says that if a person has Roa Lev, if a person gets stuck and he feels badly about it, he's over on a los asei doraisa. The Rambam doesn't mention this as a los asei doraisa. And the Megillas Esther explains, because the lo yera levavcha is included, it's subsumed in the category of mitzvah tzedaka. And therefore it doesn't get its own mitzvah, because it's included in the mitzvah of tzedaka. It's a prat in the mitzvah of tzedaka. However, we can explain the Rambam even more based on the chinuch. In the mitzvah of tzedakah, in the mitzvah tafayin tes, the chinuch says, lasot tzedakah b'simcha. And he also says, b'simcha v'tuv levav. So the chinuch teaches us that included in the ikar mitzvah of tzedakah is not only etzem hanesina, but also giving the tzedakah b'simcha v'tuv levav. That's part of the ikar mitzvah of tzedakah. And it's pashut that the opinion of the chinuch is that the pshat in the chinuch is when he says v'tuv levav, that you have to give tzedakah v'tuv levav, that's the opposite of what the pasuk says. The pasuk says v'lo yera levavcha. So the chinuch says we're commanded not to have roa lev, adarava, we have to give tzedakah v'tuv lev. So we learn from the chinuch that the pasuk v'lo yera levavcha is not an Isser Bifnei Atzmo like the Ramban learns. And not only that, like we said before from the Megillus Esther, that it's a prat in the Din of Tzedakah that you should never roa lev. No. He learns that it's part of the Ikar Mitzvah of Tzedakah. The Ramban says that the Lo Yera Levavcha is an independent Isser. The Megillus Esther says that it's a detail, it's a prat in the Mitzvah of Tzedakah. But the chinuch is learning that that's the ikar mitzvah of tzedakah. Part of the ikar mitzvah of tzedakah is the simcha and the tuv lev. Which would mean that the pasuk is telling us how the nasam titain should be. The tsuras nasam titain is lo yera levavcha. And shouldn't be roa lev. It should be done the simcha and the tuv lev. And now we understand why the Rambam and the Chinuch didn't enumerate this as a losa say like the Ramban. Because they understood that lo yera levavcha is part of the ikar tzuras ha-mitzvah of nasam titain. It's part of the mitzvah of tzedakah. Not that it's just a prat in the mitzvah of tzedakah, but that's the ikar of the mitzvah. Part and parcel of the mitzvah. It's defined as giving b'simcha. And this explains what we said earlier, that the schar is given for the mitzvah of tzedakah, and the roa lev causes one to lose it. Based on what we explained, it's not two things. There's tzedakah and lo yera levavcha. No, it's all one inyan. And the pasuk is telling you, positively, the chiyuv of tzedakah. And how should the tzedakah be given, as we learned, b'tuv levav. And if a person doesn't have the tuv lev, he just gives the tzedakah, then he loses the schar that was roi for him. He should have gotten schar because he gave money. But because he's lacking in the Iker Tzuras HaMitzvah, he gave the money without Simcha, he gave the money with a frown, so now he's losing out on his Schar that he should have gotten for the Etzem giving of the Tzedakah. So he has the Iker of the Mitzvah is also to give the money, but it's giving the money B'Simcha. So since he's missing out on part of the Iker HaMitzvah, he loses his Schar. And now we can understand even better the Rishonim who say that the schar that it says in the Torah is on the etzem mitzvah of tzedakah, and not like the Minchas Chinuch who says it's on the lo yera levavcha. Because according to what we explained, there's no separate din of lo yera levavcha. Lo yera levavcha is part of the ikra mitzvah of tzedakah. What's the nason titain? The nason titain is in a way of lo yera levavcha. It's all one. That's part of the Iker Mitzvah of Tzedakah. The Tzuras Nesinas HaTzedakah is Nasam Titen with a Loyer Alevavcha, with Simcha. And Piba Kiba Glal Adavar Azei Varechacha. So the Minchas Chinuch is learning that there are two different things in the Pasuk. One is, you have to give Tzedakah. And two, not to give it with Ro Alev. And the Schar is written about the not having Ro Alev. But the other Rishonim are going to learn not like that. The other Rishonim are going to say, if we would ask them, that it's not, that the Pasuk is all saying one thing. You have to give tzedakah, how? Without Ro Alev. That's part and parcel of the mitzvah. And because of this, because you gave tzedakah properly, you gave tzedakah b'simcha, ki beglal adavar zeh varechacha. And then they have a kasha. So if there's matan schar b'tzida, so then what's the, why is there kfiyah? But it is a matan schar, it is a mitzvah that matan schar kasuv b'tzida. Because it says that if you give tzedakah properly, i.e. giving without ro alev, you're going to get this schar. Now we have to explain the ikar machlokas of the Rambam and the Ramban. If a lo yera levavcha is a loss to say b'fnei atzma like the Ramban, or not. So that would depend on how to explain the ro alev that it says in the pasuk, and you can see it in the words of the Rambam and the Ramban. We mentioned earlier that the Rambam says that if you give tzedakah to an ani with a frown, with an angry face, with saber panim ros, he loses his schus. Rather, he has to give b'saber panim yafasu b'simcha, and that's learned from the pasuk of lo yera levavcha, like the Gra explained. It's an often a pasuk in Chumash that you have to give. You have to give b'simcha, lo yera levavcha, and it emerges according to that that the ro alev that the Torah is makbid about is in how you give it. It's not enough to give tzedakah; you have to give it b'saver panim yavos. You have to give the guy a smile, a shmeichel, and you shouldn't do the opposite. That's the Rambam. However, if you look in the Ramban, you'll see that he learns the lo yera levavcha differently. The Ramban says, "V'hu shelo yichar lanu b'siteinu tzedakah la'aniyim." We shouldn't get angry when we give tzedakah to aniyim. V'nachshov osa miut lanu, and we think that we're losing out by doing this. Don't think you're losing out. God will repay you. Don't worry about it. So we see from the Ramban that the ro alev is not in the tzura that the person is giving the tzedakah to the other that he has to give the saver panim yafus. It's a din b'fnei atzma. What are you thinking about? Are you thinking that you're going to lose your money? Don't think that. Because God's going to repay you. So that's a completely different tzigan than the Rambam. The Rambam's approach is that it's telling you how to give tzedakah. Fiyazoy, gitnen tzduke. Tzduke, tzduke, tzduke. There used to be a guy who walked around in Bnei Brak. He used to know the Zohar Baal Peh, one of the anim there. So he would say, tzedakah tatzil mimaves. Ukishani amus zeyatzil oschem tzedakah. Right, tzedakah saves from death, and when I die, it'll save you from tzedakah. In any event, so the Rambam is learning that the Pasuk is telling you how to give the tzedakah with a saver panim yafot. So that's Loyer Levavcha. The Ramban is learning that you should give tzedakah A, and B, there's a separate din And don't think you're going to lose out by giving tzedakah. So according to this, it would seem that the Rambam learns very well that the lo yera levavcha is part and parcel of the ikar mitzvah of tzedakah. It's not a separate din. It's telling you how to give tzedakah, lo yera levavcha, give it b'simcha. And therefore it's not a separate din of lo yera levavcha. It's part and parcel of the ikar mitzvah of tzedakah. Mashen kein the Ramban, it's pashut that the machshav of the roa leva, that a person is going to be losing out by giving tzedakah, that has no shaychus to the etzem mitzvah nesina tzedakah. It's an additional halacha. It's an isser bifnei atzma. Don't think this machshava you're going to be losing out. And therefore it's pashut to the Ramban that it's not shaykh to the ikra mitzvah of tzedakah at all. It's two separate things, and it's a separate lab. Don't think you're going to be missing out, but that's not part of the ikra nesina. Whereas according to the Ramban, part and parcel of the ikra nesina is that you should give it b'simcha. According to the Ramban, so you give tzedakah, and also you're not allowed to have an additional din. A din nosav, don't have this machshavas pigel, that you're going to be losing out by giving the tzedakah. And we can explain the machlokas of the Rambam and the Ramban more based on what it says in the Sefer HaMitzvos in the Shorash Hatshi. The Rambam says that. In his Hakdamah to Sefer HaMitzvos, we know the Rambam is very Sharashim. Rambam says, Shekol tzivui ha-Torah v'asharaseh yinayim ba'arba dvarim. B'deos, b'pulos, b'midos, b'dibur. The Torah is commanding us four separate things. Deos, opinions, pulos, actions, midos, character, b'dibur, speech. V'chein tzivanu v'snaig b'mida me'amidos kamosh v'mashit tzivanu v'chemla v'rachmanas v'atztaka v'chazid v'ramur v'haftal l'reacha kamocha. We're commanded to act with certain midos, with rachmanas, with tzedakah, with chesed, as it says, ve'avta l'reacha kamocha. It's the Rambam. So he mentions tzedakah. Tzedakah, we're commanded to act with tzedakah. Tzedakah, according to the Rambam, is not in the category of pulos, of actions. The Rambam categorizes it with midos, like chemla and rachmanas. And he says, and that's ve'avta l'reacha kamocha. So we see from here a gevaldik chiddush in the Rambam that the yisod of the mitzvah of tzedakah is not because of the nesinas at tzedakah. It's because a person has to have the mida tova ve'ahavas reyim. And the mice of tzedakah is just an expression of ahavas reyim. It could also possibly explain the Rambam in the mitzvah to say reish vav. We have to love each other. What's that? You have to love him with your money. What's the idea of loving with your money? Could be the Rambam is referring to tzedakah. That's an act of v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. Could also be the Rambam is referring to what he says in Hilchos Deis, that v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha is to be careful with your friend's money. Not to, you know, if you're holding on to someone else's money, someone gives you money. So your parents give you spending money, now don't spend too much. Lachas al mamono. You work for your boss, you don't spend too much of the company's money. So it could be the Rambam is referring to that, not to the chiyuv of tzedakah. But it could also be referring to avas reyim. That part of the ava is with tzedakah. So the Rambam holds that the yisod of the mitzvah of tzedakah is because of midas, the mid of avas Yisrael. And the Mela, the Rambam explains that the Loyer Alevavcha is talking about how to react to your friend. Give him a Shmeichel. Show him that you're happy to give him tzedakah. So it's a mitzvah shebelev. So therefore, the tzura of this mitzvah of Avas Hareim, of giving tzedakah, Vada has to be with a good heart, with a smile. So the Rambam holds it's all in the category of midos. It's a tremendous chiddush tairi, but that's why we're here. We're here to learn things that we don't know. What we know already, we know. Sometimes it's nice to hear what you don't know. Recently I heard a great story about the Lubavitcher Rebbe. He gave a shiur about the mitzvah of tshuva and vidui. And he was saying vidui is an additional aspect to the mitzvah of tshuva. It's a davar nosaf. He gave a whole lamda charade. So afterwards he asked one of his gabayim, there's a new sefer out. Mesaprim b'chamecheder a Rebbe, something like that. where the Gaboim of the Rebbe, the people closest to him, told stories that they witnessed firsthand, being so close to him. So there are a lot of interesting things there. So I picked it up the other day at the Chabad Library on Rehov Yeshayahu, where they sell all the a lot of interesting Sfarim. In any event, so one time he gave that shiur, and after the shiur, you know, sometime later, he asked one of his Gaboim if there were any Haaros, if anybody, any comments on the shiur. And he said, yeah, somebody noted that the Tzemach Tzedek writes that Vidui is part and parcel of the mitzvah of tshuva. It's not something separate. So how can you contradict the Tzemach Tzedek? So the Rebbe got a little bit annoyed. He said, we're not allowed to say any chedushim. We only have to say what's already written. For what's already written, you don't need me. It's okay to say chedushim. So he wasn't that. Many haoras he was makabel, but that haora that you're not allowed to say anything new. Baruch Hashem, we're all allowed to be mechadish. So that's the chiddush for today. It's not a mitzvah shebe pu'ula, the Rambam says. It's a midah. Stuck as a midah. And therefore, badat has to be done b'sefer panim yafos. And according to the Ramban, we can say it's not true. The mitzvah of tzedakah is kipshuta. Then you have to give tzedakah. And it's not a mitzvah sheva midos in mitam ba'af l'recha kamocha. And therefore he doesn't learn lo yera levavcha like the Ramban. That it's giving it with a smile. Rather he says it's an iser b'fnei atzmo. There's a mitzvah of nesina. And then there's an iser not to think when you give the tzedakah that you're going to be losing out. And according to our Havan and the Rambam, then it would seem that the pius bitvarim, that saying nice things to the ani, is included in the mitzvah of tzedakah. And even if he doesn't actually give anything, but self, if he has a leif tov and he says nice words to the ani, and that really should be done. Even if you're not going to give the guy, you should still say something nice because that's included in the area of midas. And in fact, that's what the chinuch writes, that if you're mahanes chaveru bein b'mom and bein b'maychel, or afilu bitvarim tov and dvarim nechumim b'chlal mitzvah tzedakah, moyedik. That it's not, even if you don't give, just you say nice things, that also it's nice to give, well, it'd be better to give. But even if you don't give, even divrei nichun. Because here we're talking about a mitzvah of midas. Hashem came according to the Ramban, that lawyer alavavcha is not talking about the ikar chov of tztaka, to give a saver panam yafos. So therefore the pius is a maila bifnei atzmo. But it's not part and parcel of the ikar mitzvah of tztaka. Now, we started off with the kasha of the Minchas Chinuch, that the schar that it says in the Pasuk is not talking about the mitzvah of tzedakah. It's talking about lo yera levavcha, that if you don't have this negative thought, then you're going to be losing out when you give tzedakah, then you're going to get the schar of b'glal davar hazeh v'recha Hashem Elokecha. I don't know what I just said, sweetest friends. We started off, that's the Ramban. We started off with the Kasha of the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch says that I mixed up the Ramban and the Minchas Chinuch. Sweetest friends, please forgive me. My mind wandered for a second. The Minchas Chinuch says that the Schar that it says in the Pasuk is not talking about the mitzvah of tzedakah. Rather, it's talking about the lo yera levavcha. That not having an evil heart, that's what you're getting the Schar for. And therefore, it's not a Kasha. How you have kfi on stock aitz scharet matan schar betzi? That's not. You can have kfi on stock because the matan schar is for the lo yera levavcha. So that was what the Minchas Chinuch said. But then we said no. That if you learn like the Rambam and the Chinuch, it's all one mitzvah. The pasuk is saying give tztaka not with roa lev, rather with simchas halev, and then Hashem will give you schar. So the schar is for the ikar mitzvah of tztaka, which is comprised of giving A and B besimcha. Now, if you learn like the Ramban, then there's also, then you also don't, it's, I have the kasha of the Minchas Chinuch. Why? Because, how does the Ramban learn? The Ramban learns that the lo yera levavcha is that you shouldn't think that I'm losing out. Rather, you should know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to repay you. So, where does the Ramban get that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to repay you? He made it up? No. He got it from the Pasuk.
Ki beglal adavra zeh yivarechcha Hashem Elokecha.
Because of this, Hashem will bless you. So it comes out that when it says in the pasuk ki beglal adavra zeh yivarechcha, you're right, it's going on the lo yera levavcha, like the Minchas Chinuch says. But it's not schar for the lo yera levavcha. Rather, it's saying, lo yera levavcha, why shouldn't you have a roa lev? Why shouldn't you have this negative thought that you're going to be losing out? Because you're not going to be losing out. Because God is going to pay you. So it's pashut that the schar that God is going to pay you, why are you getting the schar? You're getting the schar because you gave tzedakah. And that's why you're getting the schar. So the pasuk goes like this. Nason titen, give the tzedakah. Lo yera levavcha. Don't have a negative thought that you're going to be losing out. Why shouldn't you have such a negative thought? Because God is going to reward you for giving tzedakah. So the schar is not on the lo yera levavcha. The schar is saying, don't have a roa lev because you're going to get the schar. But what are you getting the schar for? You're getting the schar for giving the tzedakah. What's the roa lev according to the Ramban that you think you're going to be losing out? So the pasuk saying, give tzedakah, and don't have roa lev and think you're going to be losing out because you're going to be getting schar. But what's the schar for? For the giving of the tzedakah. So therefore, we don't have the problem like the Minchas, according to the Minchas Chinuch with Akasha, what are all the Rishonim talking about? The schar in the pasuk isn't referring to tzedakah, it's referring to the not having a roa lev. So according to the Ramban, the Minchas Chinuch, he doesn't learn like the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch doesn't have a kasha. You're right. The ki beglal adavar hazeh is referring to not having roa lev, but the etzem schar is being given for the tzedakah, not for the not having of the roa lev. It's saying you should avoid this roa lev. Don't think you're going to be losing out because God is giving you schar. But the schar is not because you didn't have roa lev. The schar is because you gave tzedakah. Once you give tzedakah, you shouldn't have roa lev and think you're going to lose out because God's going to give you schar for giving the tzedakah. So therefore, he also wouldn't learn like the Chinuch. So we basically have three different mahalchim. We have like the Rambam and the Chinuch, that the first part of the pasuk is talking about the etzem geder tsuras nesinas hatzedakah, which is give it b'li roa lev. Mamish b'simcha. And if you do that, if you give it properly, then you're going to get schar. So according to that, the schar is going on the giving of the tzedakah. Just if you give it b'roa lev, you're going to lose out on the schar. That you should have gotten forgiving, but you lost out because of the roa lev, because you had a frown. But if you give it properly, then you're going to get schar. And now we have the Ramban, who says that the pasuk reads, Nasam titen, give tzedakah, don't have an evil heart when you give to him. Meaning, don't think you're going to be losing out when you give to him. Because of this matter, because you gave tzedakah, Hashem will bless you. So you're getting the blessing, you're getting the schar for the giving of the tzedakah. And therefore, you shouldn't have a roa lev and think you're going to be losing out when you give tzedakah. That's the Ramban. And then we have the way the Minchas Chinuch wants to learn. Nason titein. You should give tzedakah. And then there's something else. Lo yera levavcha besitcha. Don't feel badly that you're giving him. God will bless you for not having a roa lev. And the blessing is for not having the roa lev. But the blessing is not for the giving of the tzedakah. And according to the Minchas Chinuch, the giving of the tzedakah, the blessing for the giving of the tzedakah, is not written in the pasuk. And we also learned the very big yisod that according to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah sheb midos. That tzedakah is about having good midos, and therefore it includes giving with love and with simcha. And according to the Ramban, no, it's a mitzvah sheb maisa, and it's also a mitzvah sheb emunah. You do the ma'isa, and then you have to have a muna. Don't have a roa lev. Because if you don't think you're going to be losing out, because God's going to bless you for the giving of the tzedakah. So, sweetest friends, That is this the Gaonisha Havana of Harav Kunstler Shlita, of this sugya of Tztaka and the various shitas, and we should be zoche tamid to be mehanosnim velo mehamekablim, the tamid lasei Tztaka b'simcha b'tuv leivav merov kol. Amen, Ken Yiratzon. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.